Lizozo Misham Ashoso Nevichomim Moy. Without everything. So some Rishonim say that it means he has the true of Rakum. But they're not going. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishneh, in Nida says, in the Mishneh, in the Iskusim, because in the Iskusim, if we say that Kusim Girem is saying, some Mele de Amitame, Gam Nido. So the Rambam says, now it's not relevant, because since the Chachomim were Gezer Aleim, Rieske Akum, some Mele, they are just as a Goye, is not Mitame, Gam Nido. So Mele, a Kusis, is not Mitame, Gam Nido either. Is not Mitame, Gam Nido either. But the Nafkemine is Ligabe Eitzdukis. So she is Mitame, Gam Nido. Then, so in other words, the Shiras Rambam is that the Takone of Gozer Aleihem Lieske Akum by Kusim is not just they have the Psul of Akum, like Yisrael Mumach, but that the Omafkia Dushis Yisrael because of the Xeros Akosuf of Badishem Bogdo Kibonim Zorim Melodu, so the Chachomim as the Kerane opens out, the Chachomim and the Keach to be Mafkia Dushis Yisrael. Now, in Shechonoruch and Yerodei in El Chesribis, the Mechava says that HaKaroim, so, Muter Lilveis Lahalveis Lembebis. So the Goyim points out, it means the Karoim, not Huatnik Shengifta, but it means the Karoim who are Kofa Bitrilo, Bimakia Bekeifer. Some Mele, since they have a din of an Akum, some Mele, so it's Muter, Lilveis, Lahalvis, Memberibis. Why it's so Bishleime, Lilveis, Memberibis, I mean Lahalvis, Memberibis. So that's because of a Cheyochicho Imoch, so Adaleir, Kiyecha de Leiche. So since it's Marino Lemailin, so Mele, there is not Mechuyid Lachiza. But Lilvis member Ribis, to give them Ribis. So Yisrael Mumer has Dushas Yisrael. So why does the Mechava Paskin that it's Muta to give them Ribis? So the Goyim points out because the Yisrael of giving Ribis is based upon the fact that it's osir to take ribis from him. But since it's not osir to take ribis from him, so mele, there is no osir to give ribis. Now, in regard to the question of whether it's mitzvah l'achyesi by Yisrael Mumer, l'avid zore, who is an os? So if it's mechal shabbos b'far hesye, or even a kefir b'tira sheval peh, or b'tira shebechzav, and these anonus, so as a din, so the Rambam says, no ches mambrim, that we mechuyev lach yisei ki Yisroel gomor. But how about a mumal av lizore, and especially somebody who embraced the das nochis? Chavonon said that the Yisrael Mumel Avi Zore so Shkitosi Cheo. And he learns out from Achov, because the Avodim of Achov were Sheikhi, and Yishofar was a tzaddik, so he ate from the Shkite, so it's a raya, that Yisrael Mumel Avi Zore Shkitosi Cheo. So, the Gemara says, Omar Avonon Daf, Daladam and Bates and Hul, Omar Avonon Mashmur, his whole Mumla is Kavi Mutal Echon Shritos, Shahinotinu Yishofat, Melach Yehuda. All right. So, but then the Gemara says the youth to the Ravonon. Because the Braise says, Hakel Sheikhti Mafil Kusi, Vafil Oriel, Vafil Yisrael Muma, Hai Oriel Echadome, Ile, Mishem Yisrael Maras Mule, Hai Yisrael Mario, El Pite Muma Laoles, Eme Seife, Vafil Yisrael Muma, Echadome, I Muma Lido Rechot, Ani Muma Laoles, El Lab Muma Lavis Kovi Mukhil Ravonon, Loi Leila Mina Loch Muma Lavis Kovim Loi, Dom Amar Chmur Avis Kovim, Shekola Kefa Bo, Kimedi Bechalatireko, El Muma Lisidaba. So the lotion in the Gemara here in Chum is that if somebody is an Eved Avizore, then Shkitos is Asor, because he has the tool of an Akum. Why? Because Kolakeifa Bo Kimedi Bechalatireko. In Sifri, the lotion is different. So Chmur Avizore, the Sifri says, at the end of Shlach, so, Chmur Avizore, Shekol Hameide Bo, is Kikeifa Bechalat Yerekol. What's the meaning? So, the expression used in the Sifri, you understand? In other words, Chmur Avizore, Shekol Hameide Bo, if somebody is made of Avizore, even if he's made Bechalat Yerekol, but he interprets it in his own twisted mind, that it reconciles with Havizor. So he still has a din of Emuna. But this expression, Kolakeifa Bo, Kimeide Becholater, what does it mean? Kolakeifa Bo, and he's made his Keifa Babizor, and he's made Becholater, and that's your Michael Mashmalot. But it means Kolakeifa Bo, and he's not made Becholater, so still has a din of Becholater. How can that be explained? The answer is that it means Chmur Avrizore, if somebody is capable of Avrizore, even though B'mtzias, he is not a made of Chalat Rekole, because he's a teenager in Shvor, like it's Tuki, so then he has a din of Kemedi of Chalat Rekole. Because actually, as far as Avrizore is concerned, so it's not the Maisavir Avrizore makes him into me. The fact that he embraced it as nochet, that his middle of the Zores makes him a mumma. What does Yisrael mean? Yisrael means he's made in the Torah. But if he embraces das nochet, he's not made in the Torah. So merely he has a din of an akum. He has an akum. The same thing should be true of a kefir. Even if he's a thing shenishba. But b'mtzias he's not made it. So Mele, he should have a din of an akum anyway. But there is a special zeros akosta that chmur avrizore shekol akeifa bo kimeide becholat erekule. If he is only a keifer because of an anus, because he's a tin shenishbo, and we find the same machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi in Gittin. Maybe I could have even more Gittin. I forgot to ask. Oh yeah, I have it, Marty. Thank you. In connection with Ksiva Stam. That's the word. The Omar, that's the name of the base. Dom al di tonne rav amune breid rove mafshironye. Svatei ratfilu mizuzes. Shekosvei min umosea. So the min is put in parentheses. It is stricken out. Min umosea ivitchovin veevet isha vikotin vikusi viyisroel mumer. Psuri. Kusi means the kusi. I mean before Gozra Leimli is Gat Mechodova. And Yisroel Mumer means Mechal Shabbat Faresi. So Rashi says, Kusi, why is it possible? Shinema Ukshalta Mechesavtom. Kol Sheyeshni Bitshira Yeshni Bitside. Vichol Sheyni Bitshira Yeshni Bitside. So Rashi says that Mandoma holds Kusim Gira Roisei. And, but according to Mandoma Kusim Gira Roisei, so a kusi midraisi is kosher to write Sivatei Ratfilu Mizuz. The Rambam paskens like the Mandoma kusim gerei emesein, still paskens that it is possible to write stam midraisi. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudimo, Sivatei Ratfilu Mizuzes, Shekosvon Apikeras, Yisreifu, Kosvon Kusi, O Yisrael Mumer, O Yimoser, Biad Anos, O Yebed, O Yisho, O Yikot Nare Lipsol, Yidnizu, Shenemar, O Kshaotom, O Chesavtom, Kol Shemuzer Alakshire, O Maimim, Bo, Ushikeis. So, the Rambam passes like Mandoma Kusim Giremese, and still he passes in regard to Ksiva Stam is possibly the rise. Why? Because here there is a Sakosuk that he has to be Barkshire. So Barkshire implies two things. One, like Korpun or Isho Ebed, one is not Musa Lakshire. But then, in regard to Mumer or Moser, that he has to be mining. So mining doesn't mean in Mosa certainly can be mining the Cholatir Kule. As a matter of fact, most of the same hold is the Machlechi, the Shach and the Taus, that in Mosa Sheshochat, Shritos in Kshero. But here, there is a special requirement. He has to be in a mining affirmative way. So in spite of the fact that there is this Rosakos of Chmua Vidzore, Shekola Kefa book, he made the Cholatir Kule, but in my mind, so he doesn't have a din of kefir, if he's kefir because of anus. But in my mind, he's not either. And according to Rashi, he has a din of imani also. Anyway, the tamsis in regard to the fallation Jews is that according to some Rishonim, the Chachomim were mafkia of the Aseres HaShvotim, the Kedushas Yisrael, and then if they want to be Jews, they have to be mikabel geos. They have to go through geos, like a real goy. And according to other Rishonim, the Chachomim were only mafkia the dushes Yisrael, or it's automatically poka, as long as they don't do tshuve. But the moment they do tshuve, so then they don't have to go through geos. So lechumre, so melees for their own benefit, they should be told and pressured in a nice way to go through gales with hill and fill and kabbalah mitzvahs. And those who are not ready to be kabbalah mitzvahs in a full way, so we should be patient with them. We should be mechanech them, and we should admit them to all the taklite of the religious absorbing homes. And then, until they are ready to be mikavu mitzvahs, and then they should be mikavu mitzvahs, and they'll be muter, like all Yisroel, to be nichnas likol. Otherwise, there would be a problem whether they are muter what we be called, even if later on they go through years, because of Yishael of Mamzeres. For centuries, they have been subjected to intermarriage, so it's not easy to determine whether any Palestinian Jew is a descendant of a Jew or of Goyim. Some Mele, he would be Sofik Mamzer. But if they go for Geos and then they are Mikar, and they if first we are Mechanach them, and then they are mitavu geirut, go to geirus, so then it will be svexveike. So it will not be sofik mamzer, but it will be svexveike of a mamzer. And he's mutal of the call. And the sofik mamzer, that is also of the call, is only mit rabbonon, but mit reise, the sofik mamzer is mutal of the call, bitiras vadai. So that is for their advantage, and that should be explained to them. Okay.